Archers for the week 11 to 16 August 2002.
It's the day of the fate, and Ambridge has to defeat Darrington.
Get a move on, Ed. We need to be starting soon.
You will be careful, won't you?
Yeah, of course I will.
So is this where it's all going to kick off?
Oh, hi, Wayne.
Hi.
Yeah, as the church clock strikes 11 and Lord Netherbourne sounds a klaxon.
Yeah, ooh. I've just been chatting to him.
Yeah, well, Jolene throws the ball out the window and then... unleash hell.
Oh, good job you're not doing the commentary.
Are you still up for that?
Oh, yeah, still looking forward to it.
Great. I found us a nice window. We should get a good view.
Oh, I don't know there'll be much to see. Just a load of blokes laying into one another.
Oh, doesn't matter. We'll make it all up.
Will we?
Yeah, easy. We're all quick-witted, funny, with the gift of the gab.
Oh, you'll love it.
Excuse me, is there any danger of this so-called game starting sometime this century?
Well, our team's all here, Linda. Darrington were waiting for a few of their lads. I sent Ed over to check.
Well, we're on a very tight schedule, you know. Normally we have all morning to set up the stalls.
It'll be all over by noon, one way or another.
Oh, we should stop saying things like that.
We should be getting ready then.
Oh, are you broadcasting this on Radio Borsage?
Yes, I'm commentating.
With a few grunts and screams off.
Boy.
With our guest commentators from the two villages.
Ah, have you got anyone in mind?
Well, actually...
Because if you're stuck, I could offer my services.
You?
I've always thought I sound rather well on radio.
Haven't you got to organise the stalls?
Well, someone else can do that. If this is an emergency,
that's
I'd
be very kind of you, Linda.
Yeah, but Hayley's agreed to do it.
Popular demand, apparently.
I see.
Wayne thought Hayley would be the best person for the job.
Yes, she'll balance the Darrington's commentator perfectly.
But if he turns up, it's getting a bit late.
Yes, you're right.
Oh, anyway, never mind, Linda. You've got the fate to organise, haven't you?
What are you doing? Just making sure the diggers are at her best. For when we take you up in the bucket. Yeah, I told you I ain't doing that. Well, shouldn't you be getting the machine down now?
There's no room, is there, while the game's on. I'll do it after the match.
Right.
We should be getting down there if we don't want to miss it all.
Well, we ain't got time for an extra practice, then.
Oh, it's not going to be much use without the music, is it? You'll be fine.
Yeah, well, I hope so. Still, I suppose that's the least of me worries.
You're not still fretting about Barton Baby's voice.
Of course I am. The snow woman wants this off her land.
Oh, she'll come, Ray.
You what? Said this in the papers last week.
Yeah, well, now you've decided to build a shed out the back.
Yeah, well, that'll do Bartleby. It's going to take time, isn't it? I still need somewhere to put him while I'm getting it up. That's her baby's
voice. Yeah, it's not going to be for long. I'm sure she'll see sense.
She ain't so far, so why change the habits of a lifetime?
Mask at her die.
Well, she'll be busy, won't she? Bossing everybody about.
Yeah, exactly. Her favourite thing. Well, she'll be in a great mood. Just the time to ask her.
Yes, I thought.
Yeah, hands are good. Now, come on, or we're going to miss the game.
Curry coming?
Of course.
Referee!
Oh, and a controversial decision by Lord Netherbourne there. Wouldn't you say, Hayley?
Yes, I was.
It was clearly an Ambridge ball.
How do you know? I can't even see the ball, let alone get who should have it.
Get off! Oh, you would you? Oh,
quick thinking by Ian Bacon, captain of Darrington.
Oh, well done, Roy.
He's intercepted by Roy Tucker of Ambridge.
Undoubtedly, the man of the match.
Yes, and the sides seem very evenly balanced here at the Ambridge Fate Free for All.
Yeah, great, Ed! Oh. No! Not that way!
Where is it now?
Someone's front gun. That's not allowed. Referee, foul!
Darrington have their own ideas about that.
Get off him, you great gorilla! Leave him alone!
My colleague here is getting a little concerned for her husband's safety.
Can't breathe!
Oh, he's underneath that great pile of men! Stop the game!
Oh, don't worry, Hayley. He seems to be getting out.
You see, that sort of thing is totally unprofessional. I'd never have said anything like that. But Rob's not playing, is he?
And Darrington storming down towards the river. Well played.
Come on, Tom!
Come on, Ambridge!
Shall we move along a bit, Linda?
My colleague, as usual, totally unbiased.
I ought to be getting along to the village hall and get the stallholders organised.
All right.
You have to admire the Darrington style, as well as the Ambridge defence.
Go for it, Ed!
Covering mud, so it's difficult to see. Must
have been part of the heroic defence of the riverbank earlier. Ambridge's own rocks.
Oh, led by Ambridge's answer to the Beckhams. Well, David, anyway.
That's it, Ed! Hold tight!
Oh, let's all hear it for Ed Grundy!
Yes, thank you, Kelly. And Durringtons are fighting back.
Go, and Eddie, and just in time to see him, too.
Oh, there
you
go. So,
time
for me to go, then. I've got nothing to say to them.
Right.
To the Battle of the Titans here. Durrington looking strong.
Is that our Ed?
It's hard to tell, isn't it?
Oh, and he's down.
Hang on, mate! We're coming!
Oh, that looks nasty.
Oh, but he's up again, and he's still got the ball.
You just can't keep a Grundy down.
Is that Linda Snell you was talking to?
Yeah, she's gone to the village hall to start getting things organised.
He's down again.
Oh. I want a word with her.
He just doesn't know what he's thinking.
Hang on, mate!
Don't you want to see what happens to our Ed?
Oh, he'll land on his feet.
He's not on them now.
Oh, hang on!
They're really piling into him. Currington Gray is determined to get that ball. There must be six or seven on top of him now.
Right, get off him, you blighters!
Eight at least. The crowd are getting rested.
Ed, you give it to him, son.
Where is he? Has he still got the ball?
He's still hanging on. What's this?
One of the spectators has decided to have a go.
Bruce Weslow Leatherboard.
Oh, no!
They say the female of the species is deadlier than the male.
Clary, be careful!
Oh, a tight press in defence of her young.
Look out!
Oh, put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen, for Ed's mum.
And now she's got the ball.
We're never going to lift this down.
I'm not sure that's allowed.
Who cares? Come on, Ambridge! No, Shula, the white elephant stuff is over there.
Have you got a minute, missus?
No, I haven't. Has anyone seen my chef's outfit?
Oh, it's about my pony. Chef's outfit?
I'm helping Tom and Kirsty with their burgers.
Oh, right.
I don't see what's funny about it.
No, of course not. But, I know you was concerned about Bartleby.
Joe, my only concern is that you get him off my land.
That's what I was to talk to you about.
Is this your chef's gear, Linda?
What? Oh, thank you.
Only I was thinking of building a stable.
Excellent, as long as it's not in my paddock.
But it might take a bit of time, see?
Oh, look at it. It's all creased now.
So I was wondering if you could see your...
Not now, Joe. I've got to find an iron.
Yeah, but... Oh, it seems like the match is finished.
Well, someone's actually been trampled to death. Why don't you go and see?
Well, the game's over. The question is, who's won?
I can't see who's holding the ball. There are so many on top of him.
The referee's ordering them off, and I think it's... Yes, it is. It's a Durrington.
Oh.
Well done, Durrington.
Oh, rats.
Oh, damn blast.
Come on, Eddie, it's only a game.
Yeah, we always get stuck by Durrington.
So it's congratulations to Durrington, and...
People enjoyed themselves, that's the main thing.
Oh, you're feeling very happy now, right?
Great way to start the fight.
Good thing we've got your disco diggers to cheer us up then, isn't it?
God, I wish they'd get a move on.
Oh, it isn't quite three yet.
Afternoon, Hayley.
Hi.
The diggers haven't started yet.
Look, Eddie's climbing into his cab now.
Oh. Yeah, we're just waiting for Fat Paul.
So, you're having a good time?
Oh, yeah. We found some great bargains on the White Elephant store.
Yeah, loads of stuff from Tim.
Oh, nice to see him and Janet looking so happy together.
Yes. It's a pity the surgery has to close.
All locked and bolted now.
No school, no doctor. What next?
No buses, no houses. That's the sort of thing Shula should put on her countryside march petition.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's Fat Paul. Yeah, the White Elephant stall's really popular. You have to fight your way through to the front.
Mm. I hope George wasn't buying any more stuffed animals.
Yeah.
Well, Shula told us she found a lot of junk at the stables of the stall.
I know. Chris must have expected them to bin it.
I don't know about that. She's buying it all back.
Oh, oh look, here we go. I can't imagine how they're going to dance.
I'm not too late, am I?
No, they're just starting.
Look at Joe.
He's certainly dressed for the part.
Why, what's he going to...
Oh, don't believe it. What on earth are they going to do?
Oh, good Lord. Don't tell me they're dancing to this.
They're really going for the big finish.
I dread to think what Eddie's going to do with his shovel now.
Joe's not in sync with the music anymore.
Was he ever? Good job there aren't any Sea Scouts in the crowd, because he's probably signalling something obscene in some of them.
I'm afraid I find the whole performance obscene.
Oh, well, that's a bit strong. Well,
unless you mean the movements Fat Paul makes with his digger business.
The desecration of a beautiful piece of music.
Not
quite what Ravel had in mind, perhaps. Phil had a lucky escape.
They didn't ask him to conduct it.
She, that family knows no bounds.
I wonder if they
desperately trying to follow Torvald and Dean's choreography.
Yeah, here we go. It's the grand finale.
Let's hope so. Good heavens! What? Eddie's digger is Torvald.
Yeah, in fact, Paul's Dean.
Oh, and now Joe taking a bow. How sweet!
I'm sorry. I think the whole thing is a travesty. If you'll excuse me, I'll get back to my burgers.
Yes, of course.
Hey, Tom and Curtis have been going great guns.
But between you and me, Jill, we're not best pleased with Linda, though. She's so slow.
Oh, dear.
Couldn't that band play a bit later?
They're jealous we got our music in first.
Oh, you did very well, Dad.
Well, I'd have done better if you'd watched what I was doing. You finished about 2 minutes after the music did.
Oh, that was Fat Paul. Always slow off the mark. Here we are on free beer in the beer tin.
Oh, is that right? It better be.
Yeah, where's he gone then?
Oh, to get a burger. The queue was too long before or something. You coming?
Hey, hang on a minute. Mr. Snell is over here.
Oh, haven't you got this sorted yet?
What is it, Joe? I'm warning you, I'm not in the best of moods.
Change there. Oh, we're no luck with the fancy dress then. I didn't realise they were having a competition this year.
I am not in fancy dress. I am correctly attired for the job I was asked to do by Tom and Kirsty.
What was that then? Cooking burgers. Will you keep out of this?
So they decided I was surplus to requirements.
They fired you?
Apparently, they can manage without me.
Oh, the queues might go down a bit.
The whole village may go down with salmonella. It won't be my fault.
Yeah, well, of course it won't. Now, about this stable building.
What?
For Bartleby. I'll do it as fast as I can, but if I can just leave him where he is for the time being.
And Baby Spice or something.
I can't believe I'm hearing this. What more do I have to do? I want those animals off my land.
Oh, they will be. I just need time.
A day? A week? A year? The end of the week, Joe. And if they're not gone by then, they'd better be, that's all.
Brian has a problem.
Debbie, why hasn't the combining started yet?
And good morning to you too,
Dad. It's wonderfully dry. There's no dew at all.
I know, and Jeff will be out there as soon as he's finished doing the checks.
Oh, God, hasn't he got through those yet?
He's very thorough.
He likes to make a meal of it, you mean?
Look, it's important to be safe, Dad.
It's important to get the harvest in. Maybe I should have a word.
No, Dad, I'll have a word.
Breakfast ready, if anybody's interested.
I might pop in for something later. I need to speak to Jeff first.
Well, tell him to pull his finger out.
Yeah, thanks, Dad. I know what I'm going to say.
Oh, well, I suppose if she thinks she can deal with it.
Well, I'm sure she can.
Right, well, I'm going to go into Porchester, pick up some parts of the baler.
Oh, I'm going into Porchester later. Maybe we could have lunch.
Well, as long as it's a quick one. I don't want to be long.
It was only an idea.
I'm sorry. I just can't bear to see this good weather being wasted.
I'm not going to waste it. I'm getting out with a digital camera this morning.
Take a picture of Jeff, still alive.
Have you got to be in early this morning?
Yeah, there's still a lot to do. Mm.
Do you want me to pick up any of your stuff? I've got to come by later.
Oh, yeah, that would be good, thanks.
Mm. Emma's going to be late for work if she doesn't get a move on. Did you call her?
Oh, we'll let her sleep in a bit. She was back so late last night.
Well, that was her choice, wasn't it? If she will go swanning off these weekends.
One weekend, Neil. And it was to celebrate her birthday.
Well, let's not go through all that again.
Well, I don't want to.
You know what I think?
Yes, you made that quite clear.
Much good it did me. Still, it's done now.
Oh, hello, love. Did you sleep well?
Yeah, but too long. You should have woken me, Mum.
Oh, well, I thought you probably needed your sleep after your busy weekend.
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
That's what?
Time for me to go. Some of us can't afford to be late for work.
I'm not going to be late. I'm not having any breakfast.
Oh, Wimmer, don't be so silly.
I'm fine.
She's an adult now. She can make her own choices, whatever they are.
Maybe you should get off to work.
Don't worry. I'm going.
Look at Emma, at least have a cup of tea. This pot's fresh.
Oh, all right.
I'll get it for you. So, did you have a good time?
Yes, thanks.
You didn't really have a chance to tell us about it last night.
No.
So?
So, it was great.
Good. Here's your tea.
Ta.
And which did you like better? Liverpool or the lakes?
They were both great. just really different. Mum, I'd better go.
Oh, you haven't drunk your tea.
I'll get something at work. I really don't want to be late. I'll miss my lift. See you this evening.
Yeah. See you.
That's going to look so good.
Oh, what are you doing that for?
Oh, morning, Eddie.
You don't need any evidence. I'm going to move it.
Why, you are? What a pity.
You what?
Well, it looks really poignant.
My digger.
Yeah, all alone like that, stranded on the village green. It's positively surreal.
If you say so.
Well, you will need to move it, but if I could just take a few more shots.
Oh, certainly. You want me in them?
No. Well, I think it makes more of a point if it's unmanned.
Does it?
Well, yes. Lack of jobs in the country, you know.
There's always work for those who want it. That's my motto.
Is it?
Yeah, look how busy I've been since we lost Grange Farm.
Yes, you have.
Patios, conservatories, mm-hmm. garden ornaments, ferret racing, car boot sales.
Hey,
did you like your vase?
What vase?
The one Yobi bought for you, beginning of last week.
Brian bought me a vase?
Yeah, pretty blue thing. I pointed it out to him, as a matter of fact.
Oh, well, thank you, Eddie. But he hasn't given it to me yet.
It's all here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there isn't as much as I thought.
No.
Just one cardboard box. Not much to show for 4 years' work, is it?
Oh, you'll find something else, love.
Oh, I'd better. What, though?
We'll manage. Where's Tim?
Oh, sorting the files. Oh, I should go and give him a hand.
Right you are.
But I want to finish early.
I'll get off then.
Go and see Emma.
See Emma? Where?
Lower Loxley. She'll be on a lunch break soon.
What do you want to do that for? She'll be home this evening, won't she?
Yeah, but... Well, I don't want to leave things the way they were this morning.
I'd let sleeping dogs lie if I were you.
Well, I know you would. But it was terrible. She wouldn't tell me anything about the weekend.
Did you really want the gory details?
Oh, of course not. I didn't mean that. It's not all about sex.
Susan!
Well... It seems like now she's got a boyfriend, you don't want to know about anything else that's going on for her.
That isn't true.
Well, I don't want that.
But she made her choice.
I don't want to be shut out of her life.
She knew how we felt about it.
Oh, so you're saying she's got to choose between us and Will?
Well, of course not.
Good.
I think it's a choice she's already made.
Oh, how can you say that? Oh, so that's it then? We're not part of her life anymore?
Well, of course we are. We're her parents. We'll always be part of her life.
Oh, will we? Families drift apart, you know about that.
Oh.
She wouldn't tell me anything, Neil. Not the tiniest little detail.
Well, she's been moody before.
No, she wasn't moody. That's what was so awful. She was polite.
Well, maybe that's the way it's going to be from now on.
It's quiet in here.
Well, everyone's busy harvesting. I suppose even Jeff might be out there by now.
Brian. Still, it means we've got our panini quickly.
Mm. How'd it go, anyway? You have a good morning?
Oh, yes, thanks. I got some great shots of Eddie's digger.
I presume he wasn't in it, then?
That's not very kind. Not when he's given you such good advice.
Has he? When was this?
A couple of weeks back.
What about?
Buying me a present.
Buying you a... First I've heard of it. What lines have you been spinning you this time?
Something about a blue vase, ring a bell?
What?
Oh, there's no need to look so shocked, darling. You bought me presents before.
Oh, yes, a present for you. Yeah, that's all right.
No, it's not. You haven't given it to me yet.
No, I haven't.
Well, why not?
Because it's a surprise.
Oh, how nice. But what for?
Oh, well, if I told you that, it wouldn't be a surprise, would it?
Oh, how intriguing. So, when am I going to get this vase?
Oh, that depends. Did Eddie tell you much about it?
No, it was, first it was blue. Well, it depends on what?
When you want it.
Today, of course.
Well, then, it had better be today.
Oh, how exciting. Well, I've still got my shopping to do, but I'll be back by tea time.
Fine, I've one or two things to get, too.
Well, I thought you'd pick those parts up.
Most of them, but they were having trouble locating one of them, and I really can't leave without it.
You don't mind me coming to see you in your lunch break?
No, I was a bit surprised.
It's very pretty here, isn't it?
Yeah. I often bring a sandwich out. It's quieter than the cafe.
Oh, you look a picture. That costume really suits you.
Just as well. I'm going to be wearing it enough.
Are you?
Yeah, for all the events. Sort of an all-purpose Victorian country barmaid.
Oh, I see. Well, it's very pretty.
So, why did you come up, Mum? Not just to admire my dress?
No. No, Oh, this is hard.
About my weekend with Will.
Sort of.
Don't say Dad wants me to move out now.
What? Oh, no, of course not. How could you think that?
The way he was this morning and, well, you coming up here.
Oh, no, Emma, you mustn't think that. That's the last thing I want. Driving you to...
Well, then.
This is going to sound pathetic now.
Is it?
I just... Well, you didn't tell me much about your weekend, that's all.
Well, I didn't think you'd want to know.
Well, not that, I know. I know you're an adult now. You've got a private life.
But you don't approve.
Maybe not. Adults disagree. Anyway... The point is, it doesn't mean we have to stop talking about everything else.
Doesn't it?
Well, I hope not. Oh, look, Emma. Oh, I don't know how to put this. It wasn't so much that you were... I mean, I like Will.
That's what I thought. Well, then what?
Well, I don't want you settling down too soon.
Oh.
I know it's none of my business. I know you've got to make your own mistakes.
Will isn't a mistake.
No, I know he's a lovely lad. Very like your dad. And I know just because I... Oh, I'm sorry, Emma.
What for?
Oh, I don't know. It's just... Oh, it's not easy, this bit. I thought I had it all planned, but...
You don't have to make plans for me anymore, Mum. I can do it myself.
Yes. Well, I suppose I should be getting back.
You would have liked the lakes better, I think.
Would I?
Well, the scenery and everything. Oh, but the hotel in Liverpool was smashing.
Was it?
Yeah. Old, but quite grand, you know. And the room was so nice. We had our own bathroom with all the nice smellies provided. And as for breakfast, you should have seen.
Oh, darling, it's beautiful, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you like it.
Oh, you know I love Wedgwood. Oh, quite a find at a car boot sale.
Yes, it was.
Very unusual.
Well, I hope so.
Now, Dad, before you say anything, I've spoken to Jeff.
Oh, it's pretty. Yes, isn't it? It's a present from your father.
What for?
It was to make up for me being away next week. That was when you were supposed to get it.
Darling, it's a lovely thought, but you didn't have to. I don't mind.
Mum wouldn't want to go grass shooting.
No, but I seem to have been away so much this year.
That's not your fault.
And you're lucky you can go knowing you've got a daughter who's perfectly capable of holding the fort for you.
I realise that.
Like I shall be doing next week.
Well, thank you.
So where's my present then?
Well, I don't think you like Wedgwood.
No, but I like grouse, so does Simon. You can bring us a brace back.
Well, I may not be that successful.
Brian, you're a wonderful gun. You can bring some for us, too.
All right, then. I'll do my best.
It's another busy day at Lower Loxley.
We mustn't be too long over this. It's quite busy in there. That's why we got so low on all this stuff.
That's true enough. I expect they can cope for a minute or two more.
Do you think the beer and wine festival will go down well?
It'll attract a different sort of person, maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway, how was your weekend away? I haven't had a chance to ask.
Oh, yeah. It was good.
Your mum seemed to think you enjoyed yourself.
Did she?
Tell me all about the hotel when I popped into the shop.
Really?
Said you'd like to go there herself.
Oh.
Were they not keen on you going away with William?
Oh, it was more Dad, really.
Bit of a shock, having the little girl grow up.
Mm.
My dad was the same.
Was he?
Didn't trust my taste in men.
Mind you, might have had a point there.
You think?
Oh, I didn't mean you. William's a lovely lad.
Well, I think so.
And I'm older and wiser now.
Morning, ladies. And may I say how charming you're both looking this beautiful morning.
Kenton, I didn't know if you'd be doing Uncle Cedric this week.
Well, whatever else the Victorians were puritanical about, it certainly wasn't booze.
Wasn't it?
Well, only for the lower classes. So, look, I need some advice. What exactly do you think would be the appropriate tipple for a Victorian gentleman? I want to keep in character.
Have some Madeira, my dear?
Yeah, maybe. Or a nice masala, if we have such a thing.
Masala?
Well, yeah, otherwise I'll be on the gin like everyone else was.
Like Mrs. Gamp.
You see, it is exactly for your expertise in libidinous spirits that I have sought you out, my dear.
You want me to help you choose something?
If you're not too busy.
No. Emma can finish this off for me, can't you, Emma?
Well, not...
Oh, don't worry, love. We won't be long.
So when is our office going to cease being a chick nursery?
Soon. But they'll be getting too big to keep indoors.
Good. That incessant cheeping is driving me mad. And as for the smell...
Well, we don't need to be in the office much at the moment, do we?
Just as well.
There's so much to do outside. Crowds seem to be building up nicely today.
They do.
Oh, by the way, Kenton's being Uncle Cedric again.
Is he?
He thought Cedric was bound to be an expert on fine wines.
It's more than Kenton is.
I'm sure he'll manage.
Oh, yes, he could talk his way out of anything.
He's proving quite a draw. He's really got the character.
I always did like dressing up. I thought that was what was worrying you.
Oh, I think he's settled down a bit now. Even Mummy's quite impressed.
I might go and buy her birthday present on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Up into Felpsham and see how Siobhan's doing.
Fine by me. You still thinking about a pashmina?
Yes. She's always complaining how chilly the house gets in the evening. And she won't wear the pink one.
Well, why not?
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, maybe it will stop her turning the heating on.
I don't think she wants a practical present.
Don't worry, I'll find something very frivolous, just warm. So what colour do you think she would like, then?
Oh, blue. It's her favourite, to match her eyes.
Sort of watery, then?
Lizzie, with violet tones like bluebells.
Yes, well, I'll try.
And Lewis is taking her out to dinner, so that's covered.
Oh, the planning checks on the stables went fine, apparently.
Oh, good. Alistair must be... That's odd.
What's the matter?
Joe Grundy's here with his pony and trap. We didn't ask him to come, did we?
I didn't.
Nor me.
Well, will you go and see what he's up to, because I want to check on the orangery. If we're getting busy, they might need a hand.
My idea was, this being a beer and wine festival, folks might get a little the worse for wear.
It has been known.
Yeah, well, and fancy a little ride in the pony and trap to get
to
them
their
back...
cars.
Ah.
Well, people haven't come here to get drunk.
Merely to sample a variety of fine wines.
Non-alcoholic ones.
No, but they're not going to get that much.
Not unless they pay extra.
I should stick to giving rides to children.
Ah, well, that's fine by me. So it'd be silly for me to take the pony all the way back home then, now, when he's needed here all next week and he rode in it.
Yeah, very silly. Why move when you don't have to?
Oh, exactly.
Is Linda still giving you a hard time about that?
Oh, isn't that her job? Making my life a misery.
It's so much more satisfying bringing sunshine into people's lives like I do.
Is that right? Bartleby has been there for quite some time, Joe.
Well, I'm building a stable for him. What more does he want?
Oh, where are you going to put
that? Well, it takes time, doesn't it? Wrong one built in a day.
And think how many stables they must have needed.
Yeah.
And she won't let him stay till it's finished?
No. But don't you call that unreasonable? When I got baby Spice to worry about as well?
Just leave him here, then. I don't see that would be a problem.
Kenton?
Oh, why not? Bags of room. Enough for a whole herd.
You really ought to ask Nigel first.
Well, now's your chance.
Ah, Mr. Pardeton, how do you find yourself this fine morning, sir?
Rather puzzled. What are you doing here, Jay?
Yeah, well, I reckon there wouldn't be that much for the kiddies to do at a beer and wine festival, so me being here to give them rides might be an extra attraction, like.
Yes, good thinking, Jen.
It was Kathy's idea.
Fairly obvious, really.
She's a treasure. Brains and beauty, too. Whatever you pay her, Nigel, isn't enough.
Just doing my job.
Ah, you won't be here all week, then?
Yes, I think so.
Well, I might as well leave the poor beast here, then. Seeing as I'll be up here next week anyway.
Well, look, Joe's building a stable for him, but he's a bit stuck till it's finished.
I really need to talk to Lizzie about this.
Why? There's bags of room.
She does like to be consulted.
Where is she, then?
She's at the orangery, but it's not a good time to speak to her. They'll be getting busy there now.
What's the time? Oh, good heavens. I'm sorry, I've got to run.
Don't forget my masala.
Have you been distracting her again, Kenton?
Talk the hind leg off a donkey this one.
Well, that's got the queue down.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Just for the time being, anyway.
Oh, thanks for helping out.
I didn't understand why I needed to.
How'd it got so long in the first place?
Well...
Did the big coach party come in or something?
No, it was just, I was in the stockroom a bit longer than I meant to be, so the other girls...
Well, why hadn't you sorted out the stock earlier?
Well, we started.
We?
Well, Kathy was here.
And then she went?
Well...
Why? I mean, where'd she go? Where is she now?
Not really sure.
She didn't tell you?
Oh, Emma, I'm so sorry I got held up. Are you managing all right?
Yeah.
Only because I happened to come in. Where have you been?
Well, I...
Don't give Kathy a hard time, Lizzie. It's all my fault.
Oh, is it?
You got it in a minute? Only to make my pony.
Not now, Joe. Go on, Kenton.
Really, Kenton, I can handle this.
Why should you? It's not your fault I've dragged you away from your duties to advise me on fine wines.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I see. So you were in the cellar?
Oh, no, they was up the folly with me.
Joe.
You see, Kathy Perks had this idea about me giving rides to the kiddies.
Yeah, I think so... I can only deal with one of Kathy's bright ideas at a time, thank you, Joe. So we're keeping wine up at the folly now, are we?
Well, no.
But I've explained that was my fault.
No, actually, you haven't.
Well, there's room for anything here. More than enough for one little pony, so I was wondering...
Not now, Joe. Why don't you...
He could show me the pony. I ain't seen it yet. Only you probably need me here.
Well, no, Kathy's here now.
I shan't be long. Come on, Joe.
Yeah, but I was wanting to ask you a bit...
Come on!
Well, carry on then, Kathy. Or do I have to remind you what needs doing after your long absence?
No, no, of course not. Look, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that later.
You're not being fair, Elizabeth. Honestly, it was my fault.
Kenton, let's go outside. I'm not having any more arguments in public. We've lost quite enough business this morning as it is.
There you are. All gone.
Oh, that's enough for now, Bartleby.
Oh, he's very dental, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. That's why he's so good with the kiddies.
Will told me all about him.
Has he? Ah, well, he's got a real feel for animals, that lad. Takes after me, I reckon.
Do you? Oh, I think he's a lot like his mum.
Well, he's got her loving heart, all right. Thinks the world of you.
Really? Has he said so?
Don't need to. It's obvious. Same as it's obvious old Master Cedric is getting a right rollicking from his sister.
She don't look very happy, does she?
Oh, no, she don't.
She can be really scary. Glad I'm not in his shoes.
I won't have it, Kenton. Is that quite clear?
Yes, Elizabeth.
We're running a business here.
Yes, Elizabeth.
I will not have it disrupted.
No, Elizabeth.
It's not to happen again.
It won't. I'm sorry.
Are you, or are you just making fun of me?
No, honestly, I'm sorry. You and I have been very good to me, and I appreciate...
Yes, we have.
The last thing that I want to do is to get Kathy into trouble.
Oh, that's another thing. I mean, what is going on between you two?
Well, we're having fun. I know it shouldn't spill over into working hours.
It's okay, not like Kathy to let it. She's usually so professional.
Well, you can put that down to my irresistible charm.
This isn't funny, Kenton. I don't want to see her getting hurt.
Neither do I. Look, don't worry, Lizzie. We're adults. We know what we're doing.
You might. I'm not so sure about Kathy.
It just seems so unfair. Well, his mum and dad didn't make a fuss about him going away.
Well, dads get a bit protective of their daughters, you know.
Oh, I should do. Everyone keeps telling me about it enough.
Well, it's only natural. Me and my Susan had had a little girl. Oh, well, want to be.
Funny thing is, Dad's normally the soft one.
Right now, I have to
Well, he'll come round.
I made myself...
How could anybody object to your belief?
That's what I think. Oh, dear.
She don't look much better pleased, does she? Reckon Kathy Brooks is in for it now.
Maybe I'd better go and give her a bit of moral support.
I'm sorry, Elizabeth. It won't happen again, I promise you.
Good.
I just lost track of time. But that's no excuse. I shouldn't have been out there in the first place.
No, and it's not like you, Kathy.
Oh, I know. It won't happen again, truly.
I do understand it's hard to say no to my brother. I've discovered that myself.
No, I should keep my personal life out of work hours. And I will.
And that's your own business, of course. But I do wonder...
Shall I take over now? Sorry, am I interrupting?
I think we've said all we need to say, haven't we?
I suppose so. Well, I'll leave it to work.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was she really cross?
It wasn't your fault. I shouldn't have gone. I was on duty.
I did try to cover for you.
I'm sure you did. Look, don't worry. It won't happen again.
Is the coast clear? Has she gone?
Kenton?
Could you just give us a few minutes, Emma love?
Suppose so.
Make a start on the sandwiches. I'll be with you in a minute, honestly.
Yeah, whatever.
Truly. Kenton, we can't...
Go on meeting like this, I know. I did tell Lizzie it was my fault for distracting you.
It was my fault for being distracted.
Was she very angry?
She wasn't best pleased, and I don't blame her.
No, blame me.
I don't.
You should. I would do anything to make it up to you.
anything. Those are dangerous words.
I'm a dangerous man.
I see. So it's a challenge, is it?
Yeah. Anything you want, just say the word.
Anything I want?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I know. Had you heard the cricket club having a dance in a couple of weeks' time?
Well, I've got some dim memory of Dave droning on about it, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be very swish this year. Anyone who's anyone in Ambridge is going.
Short guest list, then.
Well, if you're not keen.
No, this is it, huh? This is anything?
Well, you might think it's silly.
No.
But it would mean a lot to me to go there with you.
Well, that's settled, then. Cinderella, you shall go to the ball.
Amelioration is needed in Ambridge because Brian is not in Debbie's good books.
Oh, hello. Your mother's left some salad. She's out archiving.
Dad, I wish you wouldn't interfere with the way I run things.
What's the matter? What have I done this time?
I told you I'd spoken to Jeff. You didn't need to go putting your oar in.
I did. Nothing had changed, Debbie. He was taking till lunch to get the combine going. And wasn't he quicker this morning?
Yes, but he's also in a filthy mood, and I'm the one who has to put up with it.
Does that matter? He's getting the work done?
Yes, it does. People don't do their best work when they're sulking.
Is this you or Jeff?
You won't take this seriously, will you? I was handling it.
I'm sorry, darling, but it didn't look like it.
I was. My way took a bit longer, that's all.
Which would be fine, usually, but not when we're in the middle of harvest.
You've put me in a very difficult position.
I'm sorry. Look, shall I get on with sorting the lambs this afternoon? Safely out of your way.
I think it might be a good idea if you weren't anywhere near Jeff, certainly.
Right you are. I'll leave everything in your very capable hands.
You go and play in the garden and then Grandma will take you out when Ben wakes up.
It won't be long.
Oh, that's better. You sure you don't mind having them all for the afternoon?
It was my idea, wasn't it?
I'm very grateful, because the cupboard's bare. If I don't go shopping soon, we're going to starve to death.
You can't have that. Take as long as you like.
Really? Because I wouldn't mind popping over to Ambridge Hall if I've got time.
Oh, if you do, can you tell Linda that the fete made over £1,400?
Ooh.
I did the accounts this morning.
That's very good.
Yes, it is. We're very pleased. Lots more nice refurbishments for the village hall.
And a good time was had by all.
I don't know that it was one of Linda's happiest days. What are you going to see her about?
Pip's got a couple of friends coming over on Friday, and we're going on a big wildflower hunt. Linda said she'd show me some good places to look along the Am near her place.
She's very keen on this county flower project.
And so are the kids.
It's good for them to have things to do in these long holidays.
Yeah. I was going to take them over to Lower Loxley, but it's the beer and wine festival.
No, David!
Oh, hi, Mum.
I'm afraid we're down to beans on toast. I'm going shopping in a minute.
Oh, that's OK. I've only got time for a quick snack.
You're busy.
Well, you know what it's like.
Need an extra pair of hands?
Who do you have in mind?
Your brother.
Got to be joking. After the way he messed us around before.
That's what I thought you'd say. Oh, well, I tried.
Haven't we found his niche at Lower Loxley?
Yeah, dressing up and spinning yarns right up Kenton Street.
He said he's very busy there, but I get the impression from Elizabeth that he's rather outstayed his welcome.
Well, she took him in.
Anyway, I'd better get going. I'll be back by 4, Jill.
No rush.
Bye, love.
Bye.
I'll do your lunch. The children are quite happy in the garden and Ben's asleep.
Oh, Mum, I can open a tin.
It's no trouble.
Good Lord, the cupboard's completely bare.
I'll put your toast on.
Well, if it'll make you happy. And if you can find any bread.
Well, as long as you don't want more than 2 slices.
No, that's fine. You know, you really should stop worrying about Kenton, Mum. He's a big boy now.
It was Elizabeth who asked me to have a word with him.
Why should you get involved? Let them sort it out between them.
She's tried, but it's a bit delicate. There's the complication of Cathy.
Is that really serious?
Serious enough for her to neglect her work.
He's nothing but trouble, is he?
And now he's taking her to the cricket club dance.
Oh, is that such a big deal?
I think it is for Cathy.
You know, I don't know what they all see in him.
He is very charming.
He's not much of a prospect, though, is he? Does he show any sign of getting a proper job?
He says he's looking into a couple of business opportunities.
Mm. Sounds like bad news for somebody.
Hey, does Cathy have any savings?
I mean, just look at it. Last summer, your children could have found wildflowers all over this paddock.
Didn't the goats eat them?
Now they'd be lucky to find grass. And what there is, that animal's eating her way through.
The pony's gone, though.
Apparently. Though you never know with the Grundys. I thought Eddie had moved his digger. Anyway, if we walk along here, there might still be something worth seeing.
And you don't mind if I bring the kids to look?
No, of course not, Ruth. At least they'd be learning something from the experience.
You're very keen on that flower you found being the county symbol, aren't you? Early gentian, wasn't it?
Well, I was, but maybe it is a little esoteric. No, I'm inclining to wild hawthorn at the moment.
It's very pretty.
And very Midlands. Mentioned in Shakespeare, isn't it?
Really?
Oh, yes. King Lear. Through the wild hawthorn blows the cold wind. Doesn't that conjure up Warwickshire for you?
Maybe, Linda, but we're in Borsetshire.
Well, I'm sure he strayed over the borders when he was strolling through the Forest of Arden.
They might bag it first.
Now, if we just follow this path... mind the nettles.
Yeah.
We get a very good view of... Oh, heavens above.
That's Holm farmland, isn't it?
Yes. But surely they're not burning stubble.
No, that smoke's coming from the engine. Look!
But he's still combining. Why hasn't the driver noticed?
Linda, have you got your mobile?
No.
Damn, neither have I. We'll have to go back to the house. Come on, quick.
Yes. Come on, come on. Oh, it's no use. There's no one
they
there.
They must have mobiles, but I don't know their numbers. We'll just have to get down there.
Careful, Ruth. We don't want a car crash as well as everything else.
Every second counts, Linda.
But the lane's so narrow here. Suppose you... look out!
Sorry.
Oh.
You all right, Linda?
Oh, just about. We're not going to get past that easily.
It doesn't matter. Look who's driving. Come on.
Oh. The hell do you think you're playing at? You nearly had me in the ditch.
Sorry, Debbie, but it's an emergency.
Yeah, what, for heaven's sake? Where's the fire? On your combine.
What?
Sorry. We saw it from my paddock. Great clouds of black smoke, and the driver didn't seem to notice.
Oh, hell. Have you
called the fire brigade?
Yeah, they're on the way.
We tried the house, but no one answered.
Well, how do they know where to go? I've given them a rough idea.
Do you think they'll see the smoke?
Yeah.
Can we use your car, Ruth? It'll be quicker than the tractor.
Of course, come on.
Is there anything I can do?
No.
Yes, look. Here, take my mobile. Get Dad. Just press two.
Tell him what's happened.
But wouldn't he rather hear it from you?
Oh well.
Good luck.
Now.
Hello, Debbie?
No, it's Linda Snell.
Linda? What are you doing on Debbie's phone?
It's a long story, Brian. I'm afraid I've got some bad news for you. Look at it. We'll lose the whole field if they don't get here soon.
Not to mention the combine.
Well, that's a write-off anyway.
How's Jeff?
Yeah, still very shocked.
I'm not surprised.
I told him just to sit still for a while.
What it must have been like when he realised the engine was on fire.
Well, thank God he got out anyway.
No wonder he's in shock.
Isn't the fire brigade here yet?
No, you've beaten them to it.
How did you get here so quick?
I flagged a car down.
Good for you. Told them it was an emergency.
Oh, I'm glad you did.
Did you get hold of Dad?
Yes, he's on his way.
Right.
We had to come here and make sure Jeff was all right.
And is he?
Yeah, he got out in time.
Oh.
He's still very shocked.
Do you want me to go and sit with him? Make sure he's okay?
Would you mind? It would be one thing just to worry about.
Of course not. Anything I can
do.
And if there's anything I can do... Oh, at last.
Oh, and look, here comes Dad too. Oh, Lord. Lord, he looks terrible.
I tried to break it to him as gently as I could.
Yeah, I'm sure you did, Linda. It's not your fault. You've been a great help.
I wish there was more I could do. It's just so awful standing here and watching it burn like this.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't realise it would spread so quickly.
Debbie, what the hell happened here?
Yeah, I don't know, Dad.
Well, what does Jeff say? I mean, how did the fire start?
He doesn't know.
Well, he must have some idea.
He's in no fit state to answer questions about it.
He's lucky to be alive.
Yes, of course. Oh, this is a disaster.
Still, so now the brigade is here. Maybe...
Well, I doubt they'll save this field.
Yeah, some of it, surely.
Yeah, but they won't want to come in.
But they'll have to.
Not if it means risking their engine, they won't.
So we'll lose this field and the combine.
Yeah, it looks like it.
I can't believe it. It's terrible.
Believe me, Linda, the way this has taken hold, we'll be lucky if that's all we lose.
So they lost that whole crop?
Yep. The whole field's just gone. And the hedge down the side of it.
How terrible.
They were lucky the firemen stopped it spreading to the other fields.
I suppose so. And they'll be insured, won't they?
Well, up to a point, but losing the combine...
isn't just going to affect them.
Well, surely the insurance covers hiring a replacement.
If they can find one.
Oh, I see what you mean.
So where does that leave us?
Well, to be fair, Debbie's been cracking on over here. There's not that much left to do.
Still a couple of days.
There must be a lot more to do at Home Farm.
Yeah, it's bound to be. Look at their acreage.
Yeah, that's true.
Brian is not going to be a happy man.
I told you he was incompetent. I told you he needed watching.
I can't believe you're blaming me for this.
I'm not. I'm just
saying.
If
you hadn't interfered, none of this would have happened.
And how do you work that out?
You heard what they said. The combine went up because of the chaff on the engine.
Because Jeff couldn't be bothered to clean it properly.
Because you told him not to.
I did what?
You told him not to take so long over routine checks.
I didn't tell him to stop them altogether.
What do you expect, the way you spoke to him? Of course he was going to get stroppy about it.
You're telling me the man is such an idiot he's prepared to put his own life at risk simply to get back at his boss?
No, I am telling you that if you just let me handle it my way...
We'd be days behind with the harvest.
Oh, yeah, and where are we now? If you just for once in your life listen, then
oh,
we want...
Oh, thank God. Thank God you're both all right.
We're all right. Nothing much else is.
Mum, the combine caught fire and it spread to the field.
Oh, I know. I could see it from the road. It looked dreadful.
It's more than dreadful. It's an absolute disaster.
I passed one of our tractors and trailers just abandoned at the roadside.
Oh, Lord, yes. Oh, I forgot about that. I'll have to go and pick it up.
I didn't know what to think. You might both be injured. Well, anything might have happened.
Oh, Mum, look, don't worry.
Is Jeff all right?
Yeah, he's gone home. He got out pretty quickly. No one was hurt, fortunately.
Well, it's about the only fortunate thing there is in the whole sorry situation.
Well, it's the most important one. If you knew what I'd been imagining...
Yeah, it's okay, Mum. We're fine.
We're just going to be bankrupt, that's all.
Oh, Dad, don't make things worse than they are.
Could I?
Oh,
I don't understand. Well, why are you saying that? It's only one field.
And the combine, Mum.
It's harvest, and we have no means of getting it in.
You can hire another one, surely, or get a contractor... Anyway, you must be covered by insurance.
I doubt we'll find a contractor who can step in at short notice. Not on our sort of acreage.
Yeah, well, we might.
Well, if you can't, then you'll just have to buy a new combine.
Well, that'll take weeks. They don't keep a stock of them hanging around waiting.
It's worth a try, Dad.
I suppose.
Oh, darling, come on. You're not telling me you can't get hold of a combine somehow.
Let's hope we can.
Yes, let's hope so.
Everyone's talking about the fire at Home Farm.
Any luck, look?
Nah, just go and get through.
Think there's something wrong with their phone?
Probably still trying to find another combine.
Oh, dear. It ain't looking good, is it?
Well, you'll have to go up there and see how the land lies.
You can't do that. Bother him at a time like this.
Well, he's got to know how he stands for next week.
Yeah, Dad's right. He's not going to need me to walk grain. I need to find other work.
Oh, I suppose so.
He knows what you could do.
It must have been a terrible shock for him all.
Hey, don't worry, love. We know what it's like. I'll be tactful.
You can start helping me build my stable. Oh,
paid work, Dad.
You could keep an eye out for odd bits of wood, eh?
Look, I ain't sure about this stable idea.
Why not? You'll get Linda Snell off our backs. Once we found somewhere for baby space.
I ain't sure I want a stable out the back. Ain't sure I want a horse there, neither.
Well, what have you got against Bartleby?
It'll be no trouble.
It's been quite a bit so far. And the idea of another shed.
Now he's at Lower Loxley, I can take me time over building the stable. I make it really nice.
Are you sure that's all right, leaving him at Lower Loxley?
Wouldn't it be? They got enough room.
I wasn't asking you.
Kent and Archer said it was fine, and nobody's complained yet.
But you did ask Nigel.
Oh, yeah, I asked him.
There you are, then. No need to worry.
I think you should ask Jack Woolley, too.
What's it got to do with him if Bartleby's at Lower Loxley?
Oh, about this stable. We are his tenants, remember?
Well, what he don't know won't hurt him.
Exactly. Let sleeping dogs lie.
Oh, like we did at Grange Farm. I couldn't bear for that to happen again.
Jack Woolley ain't going to turn us out just because of one old shed,
yeah,
is
but it
he?
Ain't just one old shed, is it? There's your greenhouse for a start.
Adds value to the property,
though. So let his garden ornaments.
Well, he's got to make a living.
Adds up. I mean, look at all the trouble we've had with Linda Snell.
But this will solve all that. Well, really.
I don't care, Jack. I want you to go and see Jack Woolley before you buy a plank.
You don't need to buy any.
Well, it's not like he comes round here much, is it? And once he's up, even he does happen to see it.
He can tell you to take it down. Yeah. What are you going to do with Bartleby then?
Clary might have a point. We might be better to get his permission first.
thank you.
I thought you was on my side.
I am. Tell him you want to build a shed. But you don't have to say what you want to put in it.
Hello, darling. How's it going?
Not very well, I'm afraid.
Oh, you've had no luck at all?
I'm lucky if there's even someone in the office I can speak to.
Oh, how frustrating for you.
Yep, it is.
How about a nice cup of tea?
Oh, yeah, that'd be wonderful. I've got a sore throat from trying to persuade people.
I'll put the kettle on.
Thanks.
Aren't people being very helpful then?
Oh, it isn't that, Mum. It's harvest. Everyone's busy.
You heard from Jeff?
No.
I hope he's all right.
Well, he should be. The smoke didn't get into the cab. He might as well take a couple of days off. There's nothing for him to do here.
Oh, darling.
I should ring him, though, see how he's doing.
Any chance of a cup of tea?
Well, I've just put the kettle on.
Any luck?
No, I haven't been offered so much as a lawnmower.
I can't believe it. You two have been on the phones all day.
Oh, more expense and time wasted.
Well, there's nothing else we can do, Dad.
I know, it's just grinding me down.
Yep.
Being treated as though I'm a lunatic for a start.
I know.
Where's that?
A combine for hire at this time of year.
But surely when you explain the circumstances...
Oh, well, they're very sympathetic.
But there's still nothing they can do to help.
Oh, aren't there any people who owe you favours?
Mm, lots of them. Unfortunately, they're all out harvesting.
Oh, yeah, just go round in circles.
I've left messages with various contractors, dealers. Oh, well. Maybe someone will ring back this evening.
Maybe. Well, I'm sure somebody will. They can't all be using all their combines.
There's no slack in the system anymore, darling. That's the problem.
Exactly. Cut your cost to the bone. Why would you have a combine lying idle at harvest time?
Well, then, maybe if you offered to pay more.
Oh, I've told them I'm prepared to pay over the odds.
So have I.
But if they haven't got the machines, they haven't got them.
I can't conjure them out of thin air.
So, unless you know any magicians...
Are you just giving up, then?
No, no, not yet. There's still a few more people I can try.
Yeah, and me.
But after that, well... It's not looking good.
This really isn't a very good time, Joe.
Well, I will keep you, though.
I was just on my way out.
Won't take a minute.
Only Peggy's in bed with a migraine.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And she wants me to pop over to Home Farm for her.
After a tablet, sir, or something?
No, no, she's worried about them all, with that dreadful fire they had.
Oh, yeah, terrible that was.
That's what brought the headache on.
Well, we was all worried about that.
Oh, that was kind.
And he's supposed to be working there next week.
Oh, I see.
Got any ideas they found themselves a combine?
We don't know what's going on. We've been trying to ring all day, but the phone's permanently engaged.
Yeah, Eddie's been trying too.
And Peggy won't rest till she knows. So you see...
Well, I'll keep it simple. I want to build a shed.
A keeper's cottage?
Out the back. I thought I'd better ask you first.
Another one? What for?
We ain't got one.
You got your greenhouse?
Oh, it's attached to the house. It's more like a conservatory, that is.
Oh, if you say so. Oh, I don't know about this, Joe. You've got an awful lot of stuff in your back garden.
Exactly. That's why he wants to build a shed.
And the complaints I'm having from Linda... What do you mean? That's why you want to?
Well, so we can put all our bits and pieces in it. Make it all tidy, like.
Everything? Eddie's garden ornaments?
Oh, of course.
That dirt bike Ed's working on?
Well, he's taking it to Grange Farm, but if he ever brings it back...
That... And where exactly would this shed be?
Right at the bottom of the garden. Well, it would have to be.
Yeah, and a good, well-made shed, not just some lean-to made out of bits of timber Eddie can scrounge.
You could sleep in it yourself, so what do you say?
Oh, it's not a bad idea. Somewhere to put all your clutter.
That's what I thought.
Oh, well, I don't see why not. No eyesore's mine.
You won't regret it. It's going to solve all sorts of problems.
That's the situation. They're still trying.
I see.
We'll let you know as soon as there's any news. That's all I can say.
I really need to know for definite by tomorrow.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry to hassle you, but if they're not going to need me next week...
No, no, I understand. There's other work you could be doing.
That's right. Every time I've rung today, I haven't been able to get through.
I know, that's the problem. Look, I'll tell you what, I'll ring you myself as soon as I know.
I'd appreciate that.
One good turn deserves another.
Does it?
Well, I really like that vase you helped Brian pick out for me.
Oh, I'm glad. If you fancy a pair of them, I'll keep an eye out for you.
Well, that's very kind, but I think I've found the perfect place for it. Don't you agree?
I don't know. Where is it?
Well, there it is. Look over there.
That's the vase Mr. Aldridge gave you?
Oh, yes. Oh, don't tell me I'm in for another surprise.
Oh, no, no. Of course that's the vase. He says so.
Are you sure? He hasn't bought me two.
No, that's the one. Was it having the flowers in that confused me?
Oh, really? But Wedgwood's very distinctive.
Oh, isn't it just?
And that blue.
Oh, lovely shade. Could I forget that? Oh, you got company. I'll leave you in peace. I'll get the door.
Oh, thanks, Eddie. So I'll let you know.
Yeah, thanks.
Afternoon, Eddie. What a coincidence. I've just seen your dad.
Life's full of a minute. I'm just off.
Jack, come on in.
Bye, Ian.
Oh, bye, Eddie. Oh, Jack, what can I do for you?
I just came to see how things were.
They've been better.
We've been trying to ring you all day.
Well, that's been a problem.
Oh, your mother's been so worried.
Oh, yes, poor old Mum. I should ring her.
Well, leave it for a bit. She's in bed with one of her heads.
Oh, she hasn't been working herself into a state about all this, has she?
You know what she's like.
Yeah, but nobody was hurt. That's the main thing.
That's what I keep telling her.
And when I think of what could have happened, I...
Still leaves you with a big problem on your hands.
Yes. Debbie and Brian have been on the phones all day. Oh. That's why the lines were busy.
I see. And no luck.
No, not so far. But they're still trying.
Mm. We'll just have to hope, then.
Mm. Hope and pray.
And he really said it were all right?
Of course he did. Thought it was a great idea.
Now I know you're making it up.
He did. Especially when I told him what it was for.
You told him you was putting the pony in there?
Not in so many words.
In what words?
I said we was going to tidy away all the clutter in it.
Oh, Jack.
It's true.
It ain't. What's he going to do when he finds out?
Well, won't be much he can do, will there? After he said it was all right.
It's too bad. I've had Linda Snell round this afternoon again.
What's she want now?
Well, she wants to know when you're going to move baby's voice, of course.
Yeah, well, that is a problem. You don't suppose...
Oh, don't push your luck. You may have conned Jack Woolley about the stable, but even he's going to notice if there's a cow shed out there too.
Who's been conning Jack Woolley?
Who do you think? How did you get on?
Oh, no further forward. Still trying to get hold of a combine.
Well, a wasted journey, then.
Mrs. Aldridge said she'd ring me as soon as any news.
Well, that were nice of her.
So, what scam did you pull on Jack Woolley? Said he'd seen you.
It weren't no scam.
It were.
Followed my advice, did you? Didn't let on what it was for.
I told him exactly what it was for.
You didn't? Hey,
said we was going to use it to tidy away anything we happened to have lying around.
You old devil. Nice one, Dad.
How you can look him in the eye and tell such barefaced love.
Well, it ain't a lie.
Nah, just an interesting version of the truth.
Must come more easily to men than to women, that's all I can say.
You might be right there.
Depends on the man.
I reckon Brian Aldridge's been a bit economical with the truth with his missus.
How do you mean?
Well, remember I told you about that vase he asked me to put by for him at the car boot sale?
I do, as a matter of fact, because it were a present for his wife. And I thought, what a nice gesture that were, and how some people might learn by his example.
I don't know if you'd want me doing that, Clary.
More money than sensible.
Either that, or he's got a thing about blue vases.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Aldridge showed me a vase today.
Did she like it? You said it were really pretty.
It was.
But it wasn't the same vase he bought before.
You sure you'd know?
Of course. The one at Home Farm's a Wedgwood for a start.
Why would he buy one vase and give her another one?
That's a very good question, Clary. Why would he?
I've rung everyone I can think of.
Oh, dear.
Even tried Yellow Pages.
It's not looking good, is it, darling?
Well, Dad's still trying. I suppose there's just a chance that someone might call back this evening.
Fingers crossed. Jack was so sweet.
Who's he been round?
Yeah, Mum sent him. She's in bed with a headache.
Oh, poor Gran. I suppose she had us all dead and buried.
And the farm burnt down to the ground.
Yeah, you just have to keep reminding yourself it isn't quite that bad.
That's what I told Jack.
Well, that's it. That's me finished for the day.
Yeah, not much point in going on tonight.
Not much point in going on tomorrow, either.
Oh, don't say that, Dad.
Come on, we have to face facts, Debbie. We've been on the phones all day, and the best offer we have is a contractor in Oxfordshire who might be able to start in 3 weeks' time.
Well, I suppose that's better than nothing.
Oh, Mum, you know it isn't. The crop will be ruined by then.
How soon than that? If we don't find something tomorrow, well, that's it. We're sunk.
Ruth? Hello.
Oh, hi, Siobhan.
Oh, and how's the baby? Oh, how are you then, sweetheart?
He's fine.
Oh, he looks it. Taking it all in, isn't he?
He likes being out and about.
I can see that.
He especially seems to like it here, so maybe that's a good sign for the future.
Ah, you reckon he's going to be a scholar?
You never know.
So, where are his brother and sister?
They've got a storyteller in this morning. She's really good.
So you've taken the opportunity to change your own books. Ooh, does look a bit daunting.
It's all they've got left on wildflowers. I was lucky to get them.
Because of this county flower thing?
Yeah, we're going on a little wildflower hunt this afternoon. You got the time, with the harvest and everything?
Well, it's the kids' holidays. Anyway, our harvest has come to a bit of a standstill, I'm afraid.
Oh, no. Where's that?
Oh, you won't have heard. There was a fire at Home Farm. A combine caught fire.
Oh, my God. At Home Farm? Was anyone hurt?
No, thank goodness.
Right.
You okay, Siobhan?
Yeah. I just went a bit giddy. The baby, you know.
Here, sit down a minute.
Yeah. Thanks.
You sure you don't want me to get you a glass of water or something?
No, honestly, I'm fine. It'll pass, just to talk about something else. What happened exactly at Home Farm?
It was quite dramatic. Indra and I could see it from Ambridge Hall. Great clouds of black smoke coming out of the combine.
Oh, sounds terrifying.
The scariest thing was the driver didn't notice.
But how could he not?
Well, he wouldn't be able to see through all the dust, so he was just carrying on combining.
Who was driving it?
Jeff Payne. Do you know him?
I don't think so.
So, the combine's a write-off. They've lost that whole field. I don't know how they're going to get the rest of the harvest in.
They must be devastated.
Morning.
Morning, Caroline.
Hi, Caroline. Oh, are you all right, Siobhan?
She felt a bit giddy.
Now I'll need the ladies. Oh, you know how it is.
Careful. Shall I come with you?
No, I'll be fine. Back in a minute.
Do you think she's really all right?
I'll give it a little while and then I'll go and check.
So, how's this little one? Oh, aren't you getting to be a big boy?
He is. Too big to lug round Felpisham.
I can imagine. I found it tiring enough lugging myself round.
Oh, dear.
Oh, come on, Brian. Please be there.
Hello, Siobhan.
Brian. Oh, thank God. Darling, I've been so worried.
You've heard about the fire?
Yeah, just now.
I couldn't ring you. There just wasn't time. It's been absolute chaos.
Oh, no, it's okay. I wasn't expecting many phone calls with the harvest and everything, but then when I heard...
I'm so sorry, sweetheart. It must have been a terrible shock for you.
Oh, so I'm just relieved you're all right. Well, you are, aren't you?
Oh, yes. No one was hurt. I suppose that's something.
Well, I thought you might
be... Sorry you had to hear from someone else. Who did tell you?
Oh, Ruth.
Oh. I was going to ring you today anyway because of the hearing.
The hearing?
Your divorce. I thought you might be feeling a bit...
Oh, listen, I'd completely forgotten about that. So how bad is this fire for you?
I don't know how we're going to manage the rest of the harvest, so I'm afraid...
You mightn't be able to come with me to France.
Well, it's not looking good the way things are at the moment. I'm so sorry.
No, listen, it doesn't matter. Just as long as you're all right. That's all I care about.
Oh, got to be one here somewhere.
You doing the laundry?
Oh, hi. Well, something like that. I need a clean T-shirt.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. And, well, the tumble dryer seemed like the best bet for finding one.
Yeah, you must have had your head in it when I knocked.
Yeah, sorry. Are you okay?
Not really. It's bad news, I'm afraid.
Oh, what, you haven't been able to find a replacement combine?
Not so far, no.
You didn't need to come in person to tell me.
I did, David. I feel so bad about it.
Well, I didn't really think you would find one, to be honest. Not at this time of year.
Yeah. So, I don't know if there's anyone you want to contact yourself.
Well, there's no one you wouldn't have thought of.
Yeah, probably not. I'm so sorry.
Oh, we'd only got a couple of days more work.
Yeah, but even so...
I presume you're in a worse position.
Yes. For a start, you can sue us.
Oh, won't come to that.
Well, you'll have a perfectly legitimate claim on our insurance.
I suppose so, but...
I dread to think what our premiums will be like next time. If there is a next time.
Oh, Debbie, it can't be that bad.
We can't get our harvest in, David. What are we going to do?
So, I've got a rival, have I? These dancing lessons are just a cover.
Idiot. You know what I mean. Mike does so want this to be a gala occasion for Betty's sake.
So how's he coming on?
Oh, very well, actually. Big improvement this week. Much more confident.
Well, practice makes perfect.
Oh, he's taking it so seriously. Linda caught him doing a lockstep while he was delivering the milk.
Good Lord. How did he get out of that?
Oh, she didn't tell him. Just mentioned it to me.
Would you like a glass of wine?
Oh, lovely. Asked me if I thought Mike was suffering from the male menopause.
So what did you say?
I asked her if her eyesight might not be playing her up.
Oh, dear.
Then she got caught up in the Home Farm drama, so that put it out of her mind.
Oh, good. Here you are.
Oh, thanks. Cheers.
Cheers.
So, how are your other pupils?
Well, better than they were. Not too bad on straight now.
Well, that's always a good thing.
Just can't turn corners.
So tell me, was your whole morning taken up with a futile search for the perfect ball gown?
No, not quite. I managed to pop into the library. I met Ruth.
Oh, how is she? Has she recovered from her exertions during the fire?
Yeah, but it's having a knock-on effect on Brookfield, apparently.
Oh, why's that?
Well, they still haven't found a replacement combine.
Oh, yes, Ed told me.
And Debbie's doing the contract work at Brookfield.
Oh, yes, I've forgotten.
So, it's bad news for their harvest, too. Mm. Unless Brian can find a combine soon.
I wonder if he's thought of trying Hungary.
Hungary?
Well, don't look so amazed. I know it's a long way, but at least they'll have combines standing idle.
Will they?
Yeah, well, their main harvest is over by the end of July, all the cereals and rape. Well, then there's a lull till September. That's when they start on the sunflowers and maize.
The things you know.
Well, Brown must know, too. He's been over there enough.
I bet he hasn't thought of it.
You really think so?
Hasn't got your far-ranging mind.
Well, thank you, darling. Maybe I should give him a call, then, just in case.
Aren't you going to eat anything, darling?
I'm not very hungry.
Well, you need to keep your strength up.
What for?
Well,
you think we're going to go out and cut the wheat with scythes?
Oh, come on, darling.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mum. It was seeing David. He was very good about it, but I just hate letting people down.
Well, you said you'd ring him as soon as there was any news.
No big deal.
None of this is your fault.
Yeah, I know. Isn't Dad very hungry either?
He was on the phone when I went to fetch him.
Not someone with a combine?
Well, I would have told you that. No, it was Oliver Sterling.
I wonder what he wanted.
Just to offer his sympathies, I expect.
Yeah, he's a nice man.
Debbie, can I run something past you?
Yeah, what?
I've just had Oliver Sterling on the phone.
Oh, yeah, Mum said.
Well, he's had an idea where we might find a combine.
Where?
Well, that's wonderful.
Well, don't get too excited. He thinks we should try Hungary.
Hungary? Good heavens.
Well, it's not as batty as it sounds. They aren't harvesting there at the moment.
Oh, no, of course not.
Yeah, well, I should have remembered that myself.
Well, it's hardly the first place that springs to mind.
Yeah. Wouldn't getting it here be a problem?
I don't know. We could find out. I do have contacts there.
Oh, yeah, Dad, go for it. What have we got to lose?
OK, off you go, kids.
Don't frighten the sheep.
No, we're looking by the hedges, remember?
And if you find anything interesting, don't pull it up.
No, come and tell me.
Oh, well, that should keep them busy for, at least 10 minutes.
Do you need a hand with the buggy?
No, I'm fine. And Ben's asleep amazingly.
Well, I don't know how he managed that.
They are OK in this field, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Not that I think you're going to find many wildflowers.
We won't stay long. So, how are we doing on the fly strike front?
Oh, not too bad.
I told the kids to look out for it. Itchy sheep right up their street.
Yeah, we're going to have a very well-checked flock. Dad offered to help too.
That was nice of him.
Well, you thought I'd be busy with the harvest, but as it is...
Oh, I've got some news for you. That's why I brought the children round this way.
What, has Debbie rung already?
Yeah, there's just a chance they may be able to find a combine after all. She'll let you know.
Oh, that is good news. Where from?
Hungary.
Hungary? Blimey. Brian is taking European cooperation seriously.
They're not harvesting there at the moment, apparently.
Yes, tomorrow. Saturday. Well, could you just... Oh, great.
What's the matter?
He rang off.
But he found you something.
Well, I think so.
Big enough, 30 feet cut.
I do know what we need, Debbie.
Sorry.
Assuming I've got the metric conversion right.
Oh, darling.
And they can get it here quickly.
Well, they'll have it on a transporter for us tomorrow morning.
So how long will it take to get here?
24 to 36 hours, he said.
That's brilliant.
Well, yes, if it happens.
You're not sure, then?
Wish I could have got hold of Ian.
That's the English farm manager?
Yes. This would be his weekend away.
But he spoke English, didn't he? This chap you did get hold of?
Not as well as Ian.
Which is why Dad was talking to him as if he was deaf.
I needed to make him understand how urgent it is.
But he wouldn't be asking them if it wasn't.
He may not realise that. I'm not sure he understood we're still harvesting.
Oh, I see.
And they have to understand how urgent it is, because if it doesn't arrive in the next few days...
Don't, Dad.
I'm sure it will.
Well, I'm going to do my damnedest to make sure. Look, if you two could just give me a bit of space, I'll call him back.
Sure you don't want me to help?
No, I think that'll confuse him even more.
OK. Good luck, darling.
Yeah.
Good luck, Dad.
Thanks. No.
Brian, lovely. I didn't expect to hear from you so soon.
Well, I wanted to let you know we might be able to get hold of a combine.
Oh, that's great news. From where?
Well, that's the snag. Hungary.
Hungary?
Exactly. So I shan't believe it's happening till I see it actually turn into the yard.
No, I can imagine.
So I'm afraid Biarritz will still have to be on a hold for me.
Listen, I've told you, it doesn't matter. I'm just glad you might be able to get your harvesting done.
Oh, might being the operative word.
Aren't you pleased?
Well, in some ways it was easier when I'd given up hope.
Oh, sweetheart.
I'm not looking forward to this weekend. Just waiting.
I wish I could be with you.
Oh, wish you could too. Going to be a nightmare. Because if this combine doesn't arrive within the next few days, well, it may as well not come at all.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.